The chief executive of Dublin City Council this week urged councillors not to cut the rate of local property tax paid by homeowners in the city in order to avoid a €12 million loss in revenues. Councillors in Dublin will vote on the issue tomorrow night, but it's relevant to the rest of the country too, because around 20% of revenues raised in the capital goes into a central fund, which is then dispersed to less well-off councils to fund the likes of rural roads and houses. Well, with me in studio is Fianna Fáil councillor Deirdre Heaney, whose party will vote tomorrow to reduce property tax by the maximum allowable 15%, and Green Party councillor Nessa Horrigan, whose party does not want the tax reduced. You're both very welcome, studio. Thanks for coming in to us. Deirdre Heaney, Dublin City Council's chief executive Owen Keegan says, don't cut the tax or we'll have a €12 million hole in our budget. Do you take him seriously?
Well, the reality is that the local property tax, when it was introduced in the first instance, was meant to garner increased revenue for the city to provide better services for the city. The reality is that when we introduced the property tax in 2013, government withdrew block funding, which meant that the status quo remained and people didn't get additional funding for increased services.
And now you're making sure that there will be no increased funding because you're going to your party wants to reduce the rate of property tax, even though you have that warning from the chief executive that there's going to be a hole in the finances, primarily, he says, because there is an issue around the way rates have been designated for Irish water buildings, which will see a reduction in incomes coming in next year. Are you happy to live with that?
Well, look, people in Dublin don't mind paying their property tax. People in Dublin do pay their property tax. But there is a deep-rooted sense that this is a very unfair tax against Dublin homeowners. People in Dublin are paying huge rates on their properties based on the value of their home in comparison to people outside of Dublin and in other parts of the country where their properties are probably the same size and in some cases larger, pay a much reduced rate on their properties. Dublin people feel that it's a very unfair tax, and as a member of Fianna Fáil and Dublin City Council, I and my party are not prepared to increase the financial burden on families that are already experiencing huge pressures when it comes to paying their bills, you know, throughout the year.
Okay, Nessa Horrigan from the Green Party, your party is prepared to see hard-pressed mortgage holders, homeowners in Dublin, bear that extra financial burden. You don't want to see that property tax reduced.
Well, I'm a hard-pressed mortgage payer, and I think what we would feel in the Green Party is that the reduction of the 15% from the local property tax further deepens the policy of national government to strip local assets from local governments, to strip income, to strip resources. And we know that we have some of the weakest local government in the EU. We're on about 8% of funding. The average would be about 23%. And what that means in practice is that that robs local communities of their voice and of their agency to make decisions at a local level about what they need. I think it's really worth unpacking what this would mean for an average person in the Dublin city area. I'll use myself as an example. I'm living in Dublin inner city. I'm in a two up, two down, three kids, family of five. And so for us, what it would mean in practice is about €1.40 in the difference, €1.40. Now, that's about the price of a sliced pan, for example, right? Now, for me, that's not an insignificant amount. We live on a very modest income. But I have to say, the things that would really make a difference in my life, I can't buy for that €1.40. I can't buy better pedestrian crossings for my disabled child. I can't buy, waste services to deal with the level of dumping around Cabra. I can't buy any kind of disability facilities in my local community centre. So for me, this is not rocket science. We put our €1 into the pot with our neighbours and then we buy something that would actually make our lives better.
OK, but one of the few powers that councillors actually have is whether or not to vary the rate of property tax, and by deciding to take that step, even if it's a symbolic step, not to cut the rate of property tax for homeowners, you're confirming what your critics say, which is that the Green Party is a high tax party.
Well, look, I mean, I wish that I could say what's driving this cut of the 15% is a real concern over hard-pressed mortgage payers. Well, I'm not sure that that's true because, and I'm a bit frustrated by this process, and I'll admit that it's probably the frustration of a relatively new politician, where I had expected in Dublin City Council that there'll be all sorts of negotiations about what kind of a rate could we get to, where we'd get a bit of funding for really important things, like, for example, the Dublin Fire Brigade needs all sorts of services and resources. We need to tackle voids for homelessness, all those kind of things. That hasn't happened because, in fairness to the other parties, they've been really honest and very stark in what they've said, is that there's an election coming and homeowners vote. And therefore, there will be no change in the property tax because those people will vote us out of office. And that's what's driving this. It's not, you know, it's not about actually what would make communities stronger, better. It's not looking at childcare or streets or transport or any of those things. It's purely political. And that's a major problem in the decision-making process about the local property tax.
Deirdre Heaney, one of the other issues that you have with the property tax is that some of the money that's paid by Dublin homeowners goes out of Dublin and goes into the central fund, which is then dispersed to the less well-off councils around the country. You want that changed?
Well, I want the property tax to reflect a fair collection of tax. At the moment, Dublin people and people in urban areas, but particularly Dublin where I represent, people feel that they're paying a property tax and they're not getting the services that they were promised they would get when the tax was introduced in the first instance.
But do you have a difficulty then with the tax going into a portion of the tax, around 20% of it going into that central fund, which is then used to pay for services in rural Ireland?
Well, I do have a difficulty with 20% of the tax that Dublin taxpayers, that Dublin homeowners pay, going into an equalisation fund where Dublin homeowners don't benefit one iota from. If there was a fairer way to tax Dublin homeowners and it was equal across the nation, then I would not mind, neither would my party mind, putting 20% of a much fairer proportion of that tax into an equalisation fund that could fund more less well-off local
authorities. But your party has a rural communities policy which states that rural Ireland is struggling with stripped-down services, and you want to take more of that money away from them.
I absolutely do not. I represent the people of Dublin, people in Colestor. I met a lady in Sutton, outside Sutton Dart Station early last Wednesday morning. She had two children. She was bringing them to school. Herself and her husband work. They pay a very, very hefty mortgage. She said, we're not getting the services that we think we're paying for. We pay all our taxes. We cannot afford to pay any more. And I, for one, and my party, is not going to increase further the financial burden on homeowners in Dublin City until such time as the government introduces a fairer system.
Nasa Horrigan, what do you say to that?
Well, I think it's really important that we are clear here, is that unlike the general fund, the rest of the 85% of tax of the local property tax that might be impacted by that central fund, the 15% discretionary fund is completely taken by the local council who collects it. So that 12 million that Dublin Council would have access to, or I think it's more like 13.2 million, that will fully come to Dublin City Council for us to use. And I think it's really important here actually that we point out that we're talking a lot about Dublin homeowners. Unlike rural areas where 80% of the populace might be homeowners, in Dublin it's more like 60%, right? So we're actually taking funds from services that will hugely affect people who aren't lucky enough to own homes and who aren't in that position and don't have the security. There is a rental crisis and there is a huge amount of people paying an enormous part of their salary to their rents, and they really rely on community services, on decent public transport, on decent streets, on streets you can cycle on, the streets that you can walk on things like waste collection.
Yes,
and those things are going to be starved by this.
Critics of your party might say, but your voters are primarily middle class, they're not on the margins, and so it's easy for you to be able to say, we'll pay the higher rate of property tax because our voters can afford it.
Well, I wouldn't consider myself particularly well off, and I'm happy to forgo my €1.40. It might actually not even be that. Let's say, for example, we took even a 5%, even if there was any room to manoeuvre with Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil. Let's say we took 5% of that tax, right? We could generate maybe 3 to 4 million. You're talking about maybe, if you're dealing with voids, that's refurbishing homes that are vacant at the moment, you're dealing with maybe 200 to 300 homes that you would make available to people who are homeless. Now, I have a mortgage, I have a home. I would actually be happy for my contribution there of 40 cents, is it, a week, to give somebody a home. Okay. That would be fine.
All right, Nasa Harrigan and Deirdre Heaney, thank you both very much for coming into us today.